5. Computers.
A few years ago, director Steven Spielberg made a movie called AI. It told the story of someone who looked and acted like a little boy, but wasn't a little boy. He was a robot, right? I can see some of you remember that one. Not the greatest movie ever made, but it's relevant to today's topic. Who can tell me what AI stands for? Yes?
Artificial intelligence, of course.
Right, you are. I guess we're all familiar with this term these days from playing too many video games. Though video games relate to our topic of artificial intelligence, I do not recommend playing them as a means of studying for the course. Back on topic. We use artificial intelligence to produce not only video games to challenge us, but also useful machines that perform human tasks requiring intelligent behavior. We haven't yet produced the human-like robots seen in Spielberg's AI, of course, but we are getting closer. In the meantime, we are using AI for some very important tasks. These include military applications, answering customer questions, and understanding and transcribing speech. AI systems are now routinely used by businesses and hospitals, and they are built into common home computer software such as Microsoft Office and the video games we all know and love. Now, it's important to note that there are several different branches of AI. With one branch called logical AI, a machine uses deductive logic to decide how it should act. Information about the world, the machine's specific situation, and its goals are represented by logical mathematical language. The machine decides what to do by inferring that certain actions are appropriate for achieving its goals. Another branch is search AI. This program is able to rapidly examine a large number of possibilities and choose the best option. This is used, for example, in computers that play chess. A third branch of AI is called pattern recognition. We can program a machine to compare what it sees with a pattern. If a machine looks into a crowd of people, for example, it will match a pattern of eyes and a nose in order to find a face that it recognizes. Pattern recognition is also useful for understanding and transcribing human speech. A fourth branch is inference AI. With inference AI, a machine is programmed for something called default reasoning. In default reasoning, when we hear of a bird, we infer that it can fly. However, if we learn the bird is a penguin, we have to reverse our conclusion about flight. Default reasoning allows the machine to change its original inference in situations like this. Now, yes, question?
Does AI want to make machines that are as intelligent as people?
Yes. The ultimate effort is to make computer programs that can solve problems and achieve goals in the world as well as humans.
How long before that happens?
Quite a while, I suspect. The Spielberg movie, remember, was set many years in the future. One problem is that common sense reasoning is the area in which AI is furthest from the human level. Another problem is that machines presently cannot be programmed to learn the same way as a child does. Machines can't learn from physical experience like a child does, and they can't understand language well enough to learn much by reading. Furthermore, computers are not social beings as humans are. Where humans pick up on a myriad of tiny, often subconscious signals from the people around them, computers cannot. Okay, let's recap a bit. AI, or artificial intelligence, is the attempt to program computers to have human-like adaptability and intelligence. There are four main branches of artificial intelligence, including logical AI, search AI, pattern recognition AI, and inference AI. Each branch focuses on one way in which human minds deal with the stimuli around us. Logic AI focuses on deductive reasoning using mathematical language. Search AI focuses on choosing appropriate actions from a list of possibilities. Pattern recognition AI focuses on extrapolating a larger pattern from evidence of a smaller part of it. And finally, inference AI focuses on using input to override default reasoning, like the example that birds fly. Yet discovering that a bird is a penguin can override that default reasoning. As you know, computers and machines using artificial intelligence have numerous applications in homes, offices, factories, laboratories, and even in your video games. These applications can only grow in number and importance as our ability to program AI improves.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. Why does the professor say this?
The Spielberg movie, remember, was set many years in the future.
Number 3. What are the 4 types of AI discussed in the lecture? Choose 4 answers. Number 4. What is the professor's opinion of computer games?